The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3479. You know Benioff and Weiss, the Game of Thrones dudes that were supposed to get a Star Wars movie, but then they exited said Star Wars movie, and nobody knew why? Well, there's now an article in the current edition of the Hollywood Reporter, the physical edition, but they put it online as well, where they interview Benioff and Weiss, and they say what happened, basically, and... It has a couple of interesting lessons for us, including the fact that even with the Hollywood Reporter that published the story, you can't necessarily trust what they're reporting when they are sharing anonymous sources talking about stuff. And also, this one's going to get a bunch of clickbait, dragging Rian Johnson into the mud on this when he doesn't deserve to be, so we may as well get ready for that. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So let's get the clickbaity stuff out of the way first off. So Benioff and Weiss, the Game of Thrones dudes, are interviewed in the recent edition of the Hollywood Reporter. And one of the things they say in there is that they were annoyed with Rian Johnson because Rian Johnson used the title The Last Jedi for his film, when we find out that Benioff and Weiss wanted to have the First Jedi as a concept for a film. And so naturally there are clickbaity sources already running with this, trying to create drama around, oh, Benioff and Weiss are mad at Johnson. Guess what? According to the article, Rian Johnson is actually a producing partner on Benioff and Weiss's current series that's debuting on Netflix a couple of months from now, The Three Body Problem. So there's no problem between them whatsoever. So if you see headlines that are trying to stir up trouble, just know that there is no trouble at all. But circling back to what the big important part of the story is that according to Benioff and Weiss, the reason why they left the Star Wars project is because the fine folks at Lucasfilm were not interested in their pitch for a First Jedi movie. The actual quote from David Benioff says, "Lucasfilm ended up not wanting to do a First Jedi story. We had a very specific idea in mind, and ultimately they decided they didn't want to do that." I think that that quote is probably inaccurate in one sense, in that the idea of they didn't want to do a First Jedi movie, well, shucks, we've got James Mangold doing a Dawn of the Jedi movie, so it sounds like they were interested in doing a First Jedi movie, it's just they weren't interested in doing Benioff and Weiss's idea of a First Jedi movie. And the narrative of the article goes on to say that their original concept, Benioff and Weiss's concept, may still get made, and references the Dawn of the Jedi James Mangold movie, but it may not be their concept. It may just be a concept about the Dawn of the Jedi and have nothing to do with Benioff and Weiss. So yeah. I'm getting worked up over the use of A instead of our or there, and there instead of A in this thing. Like, it's very particular how language goes. But yeah, ultimately, it didn't work, and Lucasfilm showed him the door, I guess. Or yeah, as D.B. Weiss puts it, we weren't the droids they were looking for, which is very cute, of course. But there's another angle to all of this, and it circles back to the Hollywood Reporter again, but this time back in October of 2019. So more than 4 years ago, when the announcement of the breakup between Benioff and Weiss and Lucasfilm was announced, they had anonymous sources reporting to them why this happened. One of those sources had said that Kathleen Kennedy was not happy with the deal that Benioff and Weiss had signed with Netflix and thought it was going to get in the way of Star Wars. They were apparently assuring people that they were planning on working on the Star Wars project immediately after they finished Game of Thrones. So, you know, certainly I guess that could be honest, and who knows for the Netflix deal that they signed when they were going to start on their Netflix project. Like, it could have been that they were like, all right, you know, the terms of that deal happen to be that we will start on whatever we're doing for Netflix after we do whatever it is for Star Wars. So yeah, you know, that's not necessarily a, you know, reliable source statement from whoever this anonymous source is. And there's another thing in the article where they say that various multiple anonymous sources were claiming that as Benioff and Weiss were trying to secure the giant deal that they ultimately secured with Netflix, that they were assuring people that they could work on both Star Wars and other projects while they were trying to work on this deal. They're saying that Kathleen Kennedy was not convinced that that would be the case, and that actually seems to line up, because one of the things in this very current Hollywood Reporter article, one of the quotes from either Benioff or Weiss, basically they say that they are, you know, really only good at focusing on one project. Like, they compared it to an elephant versus a sea turtle, where an elephant guards one baby for 2 years, just, you know, with its life, whereas sea turtles, you know, have thousands of babies and send them to shore and hope that 10 survive. And they say, yeah, we're more like the elephant. Like, we can only focus on one project, and, you know, kudos to anybody who can work on multiple projects at once, but that's just not us. So the sources that were claiming that Benioff and Weiss were telling people they could work on Star Wars and multiple projects, well, that seems like nonsense under the circumstances. So what we take from all of this: A, even with a Hollywood trade publication, if they're quoting anonymous sources for something, then you're really gonna have to take it with a grain of salt, because it may not in fact be accurate. Which then naturally leads to the B, in that you can only really trust the information when it's coming from the horse's mouths, in this case Benioff and Weiss in this article, although even then you probably have to take it with a little grain of salt too, because I'm sure there's a bit of spin that's being put on all of it as well. As I say though, from my own point of view, just looking at what Benioff and Weiss have done, like their filmography over the years, it seems like, from a critical response standpoint, that people seem to be very happy with them when they are adapting somebody else's work and less happy with them when they're doing original work. So in this particular case, if it had been Star Wars and they had a very specific story idea in mind, then I'm probably relieved that they ultimately got kicked to the curb on that, because if the specific story idea wasn't an adaptation from Legends, basically, then I'm not entirely sure it would have gone very well. That's at least my take on things. I'd love to hear what your take is. So if you're catching this on YouTube, hey, comments are right there. If you're catching the audio version, then please head over to the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com and let me know what you think. And that is going to do it for this episode of the show. If you have enjoyed it or enjoyed other ones in the past, then I hope you'll consider sharing the show with other Star Wars fans and friends that you're connected with. And I hope you'll consider leaving a rating or review on your app of choice, and even following or subscribing, depending on whatever the app you like to use calls it. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.